Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Wade. You know one of my favorite things about this, ladies and gentlemen, you know one of my favorite things about doing this show with my wife is she'll ask me what the topics are, and then I'll send her the docket, and then she'll literally just say to you, I wasn't really reading it. Anyway, this is the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the Sire of Sarcasm, Old Man Wade, and I'm sitting here with my lovely life. Hey. With a normal, wow, that was less than normal. With a less than normal
really
enthusiasm.
Tired.
You were not tired.
I am.
You don't sleep, you wait.
What? I like to blink every once in a while. I just didn't get my full blink in today.
Your full blink. Your hour long blink.
My couple hour long blink. I need at least three blinks.
Blink, blink, blinkity, blink, blink, blink.
Yeah. And I didn't get that today. I'm tired.
In that jovial giggle you hear, to the right side of your dial, snuck in through the side door.
All the doors.
Introduce yourself, please.
It is Stephanie Renee of Venom's Corner, the Lady Venom herself.
Can I tell them where they can find you while I sip my beer?
Oh my god. Instagram, you can find me at VenomouslyMe, VynomouslyMe. I should probably shorten that. That seems long.
No, I like it.
No, VenomouslyMe, I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I like it. So, we are getting into the summer of sex. I decided to do this, and I've actually stayed consistent with it, so I'm kind of happy about it. And we have a plethora of topics today regarding things of a sexual nature. So here's topic number one. And I'm really curious about this. No. Could you let somebody else watch you have sex?
Mm-mm. On purpose?
Well, yeah,
Like, what is that? Cuckolding?
No, that's not cuckolding. Like, that's more...
No, that's somebody watching you... I guess voyeurism.
Voyeurism. I guess cuckolding is kind of a way for it. But cuckolding's a little different, though.
Not really.
Like inviting someone, like, oh, stay here, watch the show.
Like if someone was like, oh,
live
hey.
Live taping.
Like if somebody was like, hey, I want to watch you have sex.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
Am I getting anything out of it?
No, they just want to watch you have sex.
It's creepy.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Yes, it is what it is. It's like
purposefully peeping Tom.
Okay, I understand we're supposed to be like judgment free. That's fine.
Okay. We don't kink shame here.
Okay. No kink shame. I just
kink clown. We are kink clowners.
I don't think I would want somebody watching me have sex because like you do things when you're having sex. Like you make be making faces. Like I don't even want you to watch me half the time because God knows what my face looks like. It ain't sexy. Like it's not like porn. Like porn, they all be like. They be making faces.
You know, they got no makeup. They got makeup and shit.
Real sex is not like that. It'd be like dirty. You'd be like cockeyed, retarded. Sorry, I said the R word. Like, what?
You are super loud.
You be making faces.
No, I couldn't do it because sex in itself is already a self-conscious thing. Yeah. It's private, but you know, always in the back of your mind, you're like kind of wondering about little things that's happening during sex.
Yeah.
Like, it's, well, as a woman, you do. So it's like, oh, like, am I.
Is my body right?
Right.
Is my boob in my left armpit?
Right. Is my arm cocked to the side? Like, oh, did I shave my armpits today? Like, what's going on right now?
Right?
So I don't think adding another person, I think adding another person to that, even if they're just watching, is killing the vibe.
Yes.
Really? Like, if you're in for the threesome, I don't know. But if you're
not
like...
just stand there and watch.
No.
Like, in the corner.
Because then I'm like, are you judging? Like, it takes me out. It takes me out of what's going on.
Like, can you see that pimple on my ass?
Right. Like,
well, if you see it, can you pop it while you're back there?
You would say that.
Can you bring me a sandwich? It's almost done. Like, what's going on here?
All right, okay, so how about that? They're like, hey, I want to watch you have sex, but when it's over, I'll make sure I have an ice cream sundae waiting.
No.
I can make my own ice cream sundae.
Right?
You can.
I don't need you to watch me creepily.
What if they're not watching creepily?
I can make you get up and go get me ice cream sundae.
What if they're not watching creepily? What if they're kind of sitting there in a chair, like legs folded?
What is not creepy about watching you have sex in a corner?
I'm trying to explain. It's not in a corner. They're in like a nice
waiting room, like a
silk room, one of those like in like a plush seat, like, you know what I mean, drinking a handle of scotch.
Have you done this before, old man?
Look, what I do
about it sounds like it.
What I've done when I was single is my own business.
Gasp.
Someone asked me once to watch them and someone else have sex.
Like, and you did it?
Yeah.
And it wasn't creepy?
I joined in.
Well, that's different.
That's different because you
joined. I watched for a little while.
Yeah.
And then I shot my shot. And they went.
Okay, but there's a difference between just sitting back and watching someone having sex.
Originally, it was just like, you know, watch. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. If they tell me to stop, then I'll stop. But they didn't, so. A fun time was had by all.
Okay. Well.
You just climbed up in there? You're like, whoa, excuse me.
There were little instances where a booty might have been way too close to my face. And I was like, okay, you're not doing this more than once for no reason.
Okay, so then there was definitely an inference that was going to happen.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but you did.
I did.
But you did.
I did not.
So you thought you were just going to watch them bang?
Yes.
And that was it?
That was it.
And you were like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and watch them bang.
Sure, what else was I doing?
They plotted on you.
That's fine.
They did.
There was no thought that you thought that you would ever be involved.
There was hope, but it wasn't like...
There was hope! I'm assuming this was two women.
Yes. I've never had a devil's threesome.
I've never had a devil's threesome. I'm just trying to clarify.
If I would have said it, but I've never had one.
Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
I'm just saying, like, why not? Just, like, you know, do your thing. Like,
I guess, like, in that instance, if you were, like, I don't know.
I guess it depends on the scenario. Like, a guy watching two women, okay. I know a woman watching two men, that's not... Nope, that's not going to work.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably people who do want to see that, though. Like,
right.
Again, no kink shaming. I don't want to see it.
No.
Look, man.
I personally couldn't have someone just sitting there watching me in the act.
No. Anyway,
it's self-conscious. What if they're paying you?
How much we talking?
What's your number?
I mean, like, it would have to be a big number.
Like, really, big number.
I do $400.
Nope. Mm-mm.
You are such a cheapo. I do $400.
The man you married.
Yeah, right? He's cheap as shit. $100. $100. I'll let you watch.
Was your wedding big?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, I'm sorry. You could have got away with $100 wedding.
Right?
I didn't want to get married. That was her.
$2 on the suit in the thrift shop.
Dog, my wedding ring cost what?
I don't know.
Like $200 maybe?
No, your wedding ring was more than that.
It was?
Yes.
Ew.
Speaking of, where is your wedding ring?
In the bathroom. In a drawer.
Threesomes, no wedding ring.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's gotten real.
Yeah.
No, but like.
So what's your number? What would someone have to say to you if they were like, "I want to watch you and old man Wade have sex"?
Would never let somebody watch us have sex. Never. Mm-hmm. I value our relationship too much.
For no amount of money.
If I was just banging some random and somebody was like, "I'll pay you like a lot of money."
What's a lot of money?
Like, a lot of money. Thousands. Like, it would have to be, like...
At least how much?
I don't know. I don't know. It's too hard for me to, like, say that. I have never let anything like that happen with, like, you, ever. Because, no. Because I care about you.
I also want to point out that you guys have both said it was had to be a dude.
But if you're disposable, like, whatever... I mean, what would have to be a dude?
I feel like you guys are like making it seem like it's always going to be a guy who wants to watch. I feel triggered.
I mean, sorry. Do you need a parade? You need a parade?
No, I'm not.
Just saying. You not say manhole? Right?
You don't want to be touched in your manhole? You want me to call it, what was it? What are we calling it?
A maintenance hole.
A maintenance hole. That sounds even worse. That sounds dirtier. Let me touch your maintenance hole. Show me your maintenance hole. No, no, with your ankles. Ah, look at that maintenance
hole. No, because, like, this kind of brings me back. One of my girlfriends, actually, she was like, she actually told me, she was like, I would love to, like, watch you have sex. And that made me, like,
wait, one of your actual friends?
Like, one of my actual, like, close girlfriends was like, I want to, you know, I would love to, like, watch you in the act. I'm like, no.
But, like, okay.
Why?
But I feel like there's something underlying there. I've never, like, wanted to watch one of my friends have sex.
Nope.
That just makes me feel like she wanted to, like, watch you.
Listen, I shut that down real quick, please. Let me, no, so I already have the assumption, like, you know.
No.
Nope. So, I don't know if anyone that does this, but it's like, I know certain friends of mine, like, the energy they give off, I'm like, oh, she must be boring. Like, she must be a whole prude.
Yeah, no.
Like, she must be a prude. Like, just the way, like, she walks, like, a few of my friends.
Like, yeah.
Yes, like, oh my god, don't mess up my hair.
Psst. Yo, alright.
Like, oh, don't mess up my hair, blah, blah, blah. Oh my god, I'm sweating. Oh my god, no, don't touch me there. Like, why would you lick that? Like, I see it, like, some of y'all, like, I already know, you're boring. You might be a whole porn star. You're boring, though. Like, I've already, like, mapped it out in my head, like,
Fair.
So one of my buddies said he's actually watched, she's actually done it while people watched.
Like, multiple.
Like, I'm thinking, like, multiple times.
Like, there's a group.
Oh.
There's a viewing.
Amanda said, Amanda Gary, how about no? So, hold on.
Who?
I'm not knocking anybody for it.
Alright, no, hold on. No, because I want to get this, because if I don't, I'm going to forget. So, me and my friends, we're having this really dorky conversation. I've been reading a lot of Spider-Man. And he always gets, like, these really hot women. I'm like, yo, his stroke game must be on point.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man's stroke game must be on point.
Yeah, well, like, it's a gag.
I mean, not that, only that, like, it's fucking Spider-Man. Like, the webs and the...
Yeah, like, he's
the
agile.
Bondage and the... Yeah,
low key.
Like, literally, ball. Like, yeah, like...
Low key, some women like to be tied up.
You'd be, like, swinging through the whatever. Swinging on the swinging.
Yeah.
While swinging.
Yeah, I'm like, that actually sucks. And it was just like, he's, like, way too, like, to, like, self-deprecating to continuously get this many women. I'm like, his stroke game must be
tough. A lot of, like, self-deprecating men, though, sleep with a lot of women.
Yeah.
I mean, you was a hoe.
Trying to fill the hole.
And nobody hates you more than you.
That's also true. Why? I don't know. That's
because he's ridiculous.
That's a whole other conversation. Right, so, I started going down a list of people who I think have good stroke game.
On the list?
Let me tune in.
Luke Cage.
Okay. Has an excellent stroke game. There's no way he doesn't.
Yeah. Right. Cyclops.
Weak.
No, he's gotten a lot of, like...
I don't care what he's gotten. That... He's sandpaper.
No.
Yes.
No.
Dry. Sandpaper.
You've never read a Cyclops comic book in your life, so trust me. I think his stroke game's tight.
He's like Wonder Bread.
Wolverine.
Stroke game. Yep. Definitely.
He was having a second...
He'd be like, he cut your clothes off and shit. You don't even have to get naked.
Just one finger.
Done.
I was reading this comic book where
lose the bra.
Where he was like, how he's had sex.
It's almost like Fruit Ninja.
Shit.
Fruit Ninja.
Wolverine, the Fruit Ninja.
Fuck yeah!
Can you imagine? Like, you just standing there, and I see now you're naked. Everything to stress.
No choice. It just happened.
Just
how'd you get naked?
I don't know. Pray you got a change of clothes somewhere.
And, like, apparently he's learned, like, sex stuff from, like, other planets.
I'm sure.
It's a world of fantasy. Just let it happen.
Like,
Deadpool.
Deadpool has a good stroke game.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
But, you know,
he's ridiculous.
He got, like, that asshole appeal going, so it's just like that. Just
yeah, no, it brings
so
it
so even if it is whack, it's like they're gonna say, oh my god, it was great.
And that whole skin shit, it's ripped for her pleasure.
Yep.
Naturally.
Sorry,
that's a classic.
There's something wrong with me. Lack of sleep.
I kind of feel like Miss Marvel. Well, Captain Marvel would be terrible in bed.
Probably,
mm-hmm.
She's too, like, uptight.
Wonder Woman would probably be awesome, but I think she might hurt you. And I kind of feel like she'd want to fuck too.
I don't know, though, because, like, if you really think about it, like, they don't, I mean, sex for them is, like, procreation.
Not always.
To make babies. I mean, that was, like, the biggest thing, like.
I'm not even saying it's in the movie.
I'm sure she does. I'm just saying, like, wasn't that the big thing, though, the Amazonians? Like, they don't need men other than to reproduce.
That's true.
Like.
Yeah, but now she gets, like, she gets in a world where she can actually fuck, so she, like, you know.
So, well, she a fuck-fuck.
She a fuck-fuck. Superman's probably boring as shit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, missionary only, don't touch his hair.
Yeah.
Don't touch the curl!
That's it. Don't touch my hair.
Right? Iron Man. Oh, definitely.
Two-stroke. Oh, wasn't that great. No, it wasn't.
Iron Man's probably trash.
Yep.
Too concerned about himself.
Yep.
There was one more I had. It was,
He'd definitely be like, oh, that was so good for me. It was good for you, right? Yeah, okay.
It was funny. He had sex with Gamora, and then, like, she left. Like, you could tell she was unsatisfied. He just rolled over and was like, ouch.
Yeah, he's too full of himself.
Yeah. All right, that was a nice nerdy conversation. I'm going to take a quick break right here, and we'll come back with the next part of the Summer of Sex.
This is a Main Hustle Media podcast. Hey, y'all. This is Charmaine, a.k.a. Mixed Girl Main, host of Militantly Mixed, the podcast about race and identity from the mixed race perspective. If you are of mixed race or multi-ethnic heritage, this show is here to represent for you. And if you're a monoracial person that is just curious about what us mixed folks go through, this show is for you, too. You can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, or most any other podcast platform. Militantly Mix is a Main Hustle Media podcast. And don't forget to be your mixed ass self. Main Hustle Media. Turn your side hustle into your main hustle.
And welcome back to the Old Man Wade Show. Don't forget to visit oldmanwade.com. We've got some of the backlog episodes from SoundCloud, articles that are going up. We probably put maybe like 4 out a month. We're gonna actually try. I'm gonna try to up that up a little bit more, just to give more traffic to the website. You can find me at oldmanwade.com on Twitter, and I forget what my Instagram is, but I talk more shit on Twitter than I do on Instagram, so it is what it is.
That's okay.
It kind of is. I spend most of my time just, like, posting goofy shit on fucking Instagram. It's way more fun. My Instagram is actually oldmanwadecom.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So okay. It's the same thing on both ends.
It's not manhole. Sorry. I just can't get over that. Maintenance hole. I'm just going to start calling you maintenance hole. Like, what's up, maintenance hole?
That's so sexy.
I don't know. This might be the one episode that has way too many fucking on
titles. You want to maintenance my hole?
Sorry.
My friend
left me.
She's over in the corner. Legit.
Oh, man. Y'all are the best.
Go.
Y'all are really the best. I'm glad this happened. That's not sarcasm. I am legitimately glad the two of you
get together, manhole. That's the question.
Old manhole way.
Old maintenance hole.
Yes. Maintenance hole way.
I'm not calling it a fucking maintenance hole.
Maintenance hole way. All right. So this is a topic that I'm actually gonna have with the opposite sex soon. It's gonna be things women wish guys knew about sex. So Miss Venomous.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, because you're so ashamed and shocked to talk about this. I'm so worried about you having. So what are some things? Actually, give me we'll go one by one. What's something you wish more guys knew?
Oh my god. Anal is not an option for everybody, first of all.
Nope.
It's like, they'll be, like, in the groove and then just try to throw it in there. It's like, no! Wait! Nope. Stop! What we're not about to do is this.
My butthole is an option.
Stay out of my maintenance home. Okay? Like, you have to ease into that. Like, you know, it's a process. Like, you don't just go for it.
I mean, sometimes it's like, I had that accident happen. It was awful.
It hurts. Like, no.
I may have jumped a little bit. Andor Kai.
Let me tell you.
I also may have been banging on my best friend's kitchen table.
Oh.
It was my husband, though. It's okay. We weren't married then. Does she know that? She knows that. Right?
She'll know now.
It's a different table. Her kids don't need off that one.
They sure enough sat in that seat, though.
This has just...
Sometimes, when it slips into your maintenance hole, you have to jump up and scream, get out of my maintenance hole. Okay, I'm done.
No. Anal is not an option for everybody.
I agree. Anal is not an option for everybody on both ends. So you can have anal with one person and have it be fine. And you can have anal with another person and have it be not fine.
No, because first of all, size matters.
Exactly.
And so does lubricant.
Yeah. Like, sometimes an innie is just an innie and an outie is just an outie.
That too.
Don't touch my
maintenance. Just not for it. Like, let it be.
Don't touch my maintenance.
I'm literally using that all the time now.
Oh man, this is gonna be so much fun tomorrow when we start talking about maintenance holes around hobbies, Shanice.
Yes.
Oh, that's gonna be so cute.
So for me, for men need to learn, the clitoris is attached to the woman's body. Please stop trying to rip it off.
I thought that when, first time I really
it's painful and uncomfortable.
It's very sensitive.
I need to finish my sentence.
It's very sensitive.
Very sensitive. Light touch, not like rough.
But some I've met a few women
that's
who like
the
who like
key
the rough
to the orgasm.
Some women have liked the
but did they
the speed bag touch.
I think they're probably lying.
Maybe it was.
Well, no, because when they say go faster, go harder, then.
I mean, when it gets to a certain point, I'm sure. But I'm saying, like, going in, like, rough. Like, some people are just rough. They'd be, like, attacking your shit. And you'd be like, not sexy. Like, calm it down.
It's not a chew toy. Like,
no. Yeah, like, it'd be rough.
I remember the first time I went down, girl, I did a fairly good job. The next time, this is when I found out that not every woman is built the same.
Right.
And this is when I learned how to accept instructions. Not a hard concept. Just listen. And if you don't want to listen, go with the body movement. If you notice something works one way and they don't move the next time, then go back to what you were doing before.
Fair. Yeah. It's trial and error. Not everybody's the same.
You're supposed to have bad sex in your teens, though.
I didn't have bad sex. Ever.
Well, I'm a guy, so I didn't really have access when I was a teen. I'm pretty sure I was bad at it, but thankfully...
You're bad touch.
Bad sex story, like the whole jackrabbit thing is a no.
Oh, that's hip-hop. Hip-hop made that like a thing.
What, jackrabbiting?
Let me hurt that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the way it was...
Yeah, I guess so.
No, like that is not the way to go. Like,
So I've had this conversation with other, like, female friends in general about sex and men and, like, men thinking that, like, just hard quick banging is, like, the thing, right? Like,
I have literally told somebody, get off me, and I left.
Wow.
Like, it was not. I couldn't do it. I was just like, no.
So, one person who I think wants to remain nameless, I don't know, I'm not going to say his name. He was the topic about, like, would you let somebody watch you have sex? And he goes, there are people that have known me for years and never saw me with clothes on.
Wait, what? I don't know.
They've known me for years.
Only seen
us naked?
Oh. Well then!
Naked. Okay.
Those were the terms and conditions.
So everybody's seen his maintenance hole?
just that population.
So like,
alright, so back to the topic at hand.
I said my
Is he like a paid professional, like a half questions?
No, he's polyamorous.
Okay.
So.
Alright.
Nobody you know.
Okay.
Mike, whisper it to me.
Yeah, nobody you know. nobody you've met.
So another big thing is...
Half big thing.
No. Well, I mean, not always.
why can't I put my business out there?
Seriously? I tried the cow before I married it. Yeah, I'm good. I was happy.
I also don't get people how people... Can I get religion and blah, 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 blah? I don't get how people can date someone... Oh, marry someone and not have sex with them first.
I feel like they have a high divorce rate.
I feel like that's very true. No, I mean, realistically, like, well, you have to think about the, like, constitution of marriage, right? Like, back in the day, like, having sex and whatever was inappropriate, it was wrong, you weren't supposed to do it, you're supposed to get married, then you have sex, blah, blah, blah.
And even when you were married and you did have sex, it was for the man's pleasure
only. It wasn't for yours. Right. Like, women weren't really meant to be pleasured. We were meant to have children, fucking clean your clothes, clean your house.
Barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah, no, like, exactly. So now, you know, you got into, like, the 60s, 70s, women became, like, free and, like, sexually, like, open.
You know what I'm good about that?
And honest. And, like, as the years progress, it becomes more and more progressive.
Yeah.
But there still are people who believe in, like no sex before marriage or whatever. But for the most part, if you look at society as a whole...
As a maintenance hole?
As a maintenance hole. Religion is less involved now.
It is.
People are having sex premaritally. People are waiting to get married.
I feel
people
like people are waiting to have children. With the religion being less involved is now there are so many issues with people of power that are in the religious realm.
Yes.
Like the molestations and things like that. It's really hard to respect their leaders, so it's like they're straying away from those rules and those guidelines.
Yes.
It's like their rebellion.
Yes.
And so, but it's just like, there was sex in the Bible.
Yes.
Let's just throw that out
there. There was all sorts of shit in the Bible.
Oh, man. Okay.
There's sea monsters and unicorns in the Bible.
Including Black Jesus.
Middle Eastern Jesus, you mean?
But they ain't gonna speak on it, all right?
Middle Eastern Jesus.
But it's like, what sex is for, the dynamic of it has changed so much.
Extremely. Because, yeah, like, right, sex used to be for procreation, like, to have children. Yeah. That was it.
Now it's like sex is for sale, sex is for exploitation, sex is for so many other things. Like, aside, like, sex for pleasure has dwindled down significantly. Like, sex for pay is up, sex for revenge is up. Like,
yo, has anybody ever had revenge sex? The other person doesn't have to know what's going on, but you've done something specifically. All right, this is fucked up.
It was an attempt, but my conscience got the best of me.
I mean, if you're gonna do it, just do it.
No, it was like, it was an attempt. Okay,
my cat's looking at you. She was like, "What bitch came around the corner? Excuse me, what'd you say?"
She said, "My friend's a hoe."
I know that bitch.
Why'd y'all
like her? She literally said that and she came around the corner like and whipped her head. She whipped her head. It was
fine. She whipped her head.
She did.
She whipped it all through with this, so it counts for something.
She was like, "Excuse me? What'd you say?"
No, listen. So it's like, okay, bad situation. I was like, I'm gonna get back at this person. Boom. I'ma fuck her husband.
Ooh.
Dog.
Oh! What did she do? Like, to bang somebody's husband? She had to do some kind of... I hope so. Stephanie.
Woo!
Yo.
What? Her husband wasn't the most, like, faithful character anyway. But I knew that me being that person would be, like, like the ultimate, that's it. Like, wow. Me being the other person that's and having so that nice. Upper hand, especially knowing how she viewed me at that point, it'll be like this. Like, it would have been
no, that would be the ultimate, like,
fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, no, it would. I mean,
and everything was like, everything was perfectly aligned for it to happen.
She didn't cut you? I would cut you.
I know for a fact she can't go toe-to-toe with me. She might have sent
some
people.
She might have sent some
people. She might have sent some people. But I knew for a fact she couldn't go toe-to-toe with me. But it was like, everything was like perfectly in line. Like, it was a night out.
You wouldn't have them problems.
I mean, like, her husband's trying to drift this way plenty of times. And I was like, nope, go home. Good night.
Okay.
Bye. But, yeah, so it was like, okay. All right. It was a night out. Everybody was having fun. He slipped in my social media inbox, and we were texting, having a conversation.
Your social media
man? And I was like,
yep.
Maintenance online.
Well kept.
Sorry, I'm being rude.
Well kept. It's bleached. So I'm like, okay. I was like, oh, you know, I just pulled up to my house. Like, you know, come meet up with me or whatever. He pulled up. He parks. I get in his car. We're sitting there. We're talking. Talking. He has a bottle of liquor in his car. So now we're like taking drinks and we're still talking. He's like, oh, like, can I come upstairs? Okay. So I was like, well, all right.
I love the pot.
I was like, well, all right. Comes upstairs, sitting on my couch. We're talking. He's trying to like rub on my legs and this, that, and the third. And then it was just like this, something like, I don't know, it was like something just like went slow motion for me. And I was just like, I can't do this.
Okay.
And it wasn't, and at that point, it wasn't even about him or her or whatever. It was just like myself. I was thinking about me and I'm like, nah, I can't do this. And I was like, you gotta go.
Oh. Oh, so you blue-balled the shit out of him.
Okay, so you didn't actually do it.
I couldn't go
through. You didn't even follow through?
I couldn't. Oh. I really, really couldn't. And he was there. He was like,
ready to go.
He was just waiting for the actual confirmation. No.
What?
Nope. And I still see her and I just be like, I could have fucked your husband.
Hold on.
And it's gone. It's gone.
Like, I just had that in my head. Like, I could have fucked your husband.
But you,
like, I did you a favor. Because I could have your husband.
I gotta say, though, that there are some moments where you kind of look at somebody and it's like, I could, okay.
Like, I could fuck your whole life up with one move.
Alright, so, my wife.
I don't know if I could ever do that, though.
I absolutely could.
That's because you're an asshole.
No.
You are petty as fuck. If somebody made you mad, you don't think you're petty?
No.
Wow. You're petty.
I have petty thoughts.
You have petty tendencies.
I have petty thoughts.
The fact that you just said I could do it.
But I know I'm a piece of shit.
No, it doesn't make you a piece of shit.
Oh, I'm a piece of shit. So,
you just are petty. Like, you would do some shit to get back at somebody like that. If we weren't together, you would totally bang somebody's wife.
No,
just to get back at them. Yes, you would. Just to be like, I fucked your wife. And what?
Boom. I would.
Yeah, you would. You petty as fuck.
I wouldn't.
And it's like that underlyingness of noticing, like knowing you wouldn't even tell them, and you see sitting in front of them all the time. Like,
no, he would tell them.
Oh no, so I would just sit there and they would, let me tell you. Okay, I would not. I would not have sex with someone's wife if they were in a happy relationship.
Well, if they were in a happy relationship, you have the opportunity.
Well, if the happiness is one-sided, you might.
True. But even then, it's like, okay, you're with this dude. He doesn't know. I'm not going to be the one.
Okay.
It's like that. However, if the other person is someone I don't like or completely despise, oh, yeah, I'm absolutely going to do it. And then look at him and talk. And when they wait for him to say something, just go, I fucked your wife.
Just like that. Just throwing it out there. Oh, by the way.
Like, I fucked your wife. So when you were rubbing her back, you got traces of me on her.
Ew.
On you. Yes.
That's just filthy.
Get it right on her
back.
Yeah. Remember when you were rubbing her back? Yeah, you just rubbed my semen all over your hands.
Ew, stop it.
Because she didn't shower before she left.
Oh, that's gross.
Massage.
Did we have that conversation?
No, my wife thinks I'm a piece of shit because I would have sex with someone's 20-plus-year-old daughter and then send him pictures going, next time don't fuck with me.
What?
And then send it to the father like
that. You did that?
No.
There was a person who may or may not have worked in my building.
Uh-huh.
Who was a giant piece of shit.
Yes.
Like a huge piece of shit. Like, yeah. You could look at him and tell he was a giant piece of shit. Yeah. Never said hello to anybody. He was just a giant cunt. And one day he walked in with his daughter, who happened to be attractive, and was like talking to me like we were like we spoke every day. And I'm looking at him like, nigga, what? And his daughter's giving me the eye, and I'm like, oh, if I wasn't married, I would fuck you and send pictures to your father.
He would. I know my husband. I know him well.
Accountability.
Taking back shots like,
a selfie! And he probably would.
I cannot.
Look, I'm aware of who I am.
Oh, man's the king of pettiness.
I'm not the king of pettiness.
Yes, you are. You love being petty.
I haven't done anything petty.
No, you haven't, because you're married now. You've done petty shit in the past.
Name one.
I can probably think of a few.
No, I'll give you the whole episode to think of some.
I don't know. Okay, fine. I'm really tired. I'm working on an hour of sleep. I'm going to think of something.
Wait, no, she's not. Mm-hmm. By the time it happens, it won't be recorded anymore, so it won't count. Do you have any more lessons that you wish?
So besides ripping your clitoris off.
Nipples are very sensitive too, so put that in the same category as the clitoris.
That goes to both sides though.
Don't.
That goes to both sides. Like, don't rip my fucking nipples off.
Don't tear them off. They matter.
Yeah.
Nipple lives matter.
Nipple lives matter. I'm not even writing that down. I don't need the Black Lives Matter people coming at me. I support them. I don't need fucking.
All the lives matter. Nipple lives, clit lives, manhole lives.
Clit hole lives. Oh my god.
It gets better and better.
What's next?
Clit hole lives. What's next is I'm going to take a break and we're going to come back with more shenanigans. All these rappers beefing online and then it be on site. But whatever happens, I'ma put it up on my blog site. Somebody dies and I offer condolences, even though I was the main one promoting it. Soon as we over it, looking for two more to keep on exploiting it for. We'll take the briefs off of bottoms and take a bullet to the back. Meaning we'll strip down and get shot down to be celebrities. In fact, all this sensationalism, just a new model for business. We got these bottles of attention and pass them off as a prescription. Because validation, admiration, that's the latest drug of choice, a new addiction. I'm the vice, you the vice, we the vice, so who provising intervention? Peddlers push. Dope, and the pimps is pushing sex. Press a button on your phone, watch you get caught up in that. Caught up in that. Raid us, showcase us with the hopes they embrace us. We'll even degrade us in the name of it. Right after class, we should go embarrass this new dude. Yeah, let's jump up. Take the two. And we're back at the Old Man Way Show, the final segment of here. Of the summer of sex, and while this isn't a sex topic, I think it's something that, you know, can kind of still fit under the same category or whatever you want to call it. So, are there double standards between men and women when there are breakups?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
I'm listening.
Like, I feel like there's a whole stigma about women in dating. Like women aren't allowed to juggle, whereas men can, or, you know, a woman who comes from one relationship and goes automatically into the realm of, you know, talking to multiple people or trying to get herself back out there. It's like, oh, well, why don't you take a break and, you know, get yourself together and, you know, try to gather your thoughts. Like, not all breakups are traumatic.
Yes.
Most of them are necessary. Most, I say, yeah. Are necessary. There's only very few that it's like, oh, I was emotionally tied, or, you know, we may have went in business together or some other thing where it's just like, okay, maybe I do need to pump my brakes before entertaining something else. But if I feel like I want to get back out there, let me get back out there.
And you don't think that's the same with men?
No. With men, it's like, oh, you just got out that breakup, bro. Let's go to the bar. I'm going to pull you some bitches. Right, you're going to fuck tonight, and you're going to be over her. Yeah. You're going to be over her. And it's just like, now if my girls take me to the club and it's just like, oh, you know, there's a cute guy right there. Get his number. Have a one-night stand. It's like, oh, well, she's a hoe.
Yep.
I love women who are fluid in that sense that's just like, I don't care. Like, I am so here for it. And I feel like, and the only reason why I say that is because before I settled down and went into the whole world of mom life and throughout my 20s, I had my whole phase. Like, I did whatever I did whatever I wanted to do.
Not me.
It's a...
You're a mess.
You just laugh at me?
Mark was a slut.
It's a...
What?
It's a liberating thing that needs to happen. Granted, it's not for everybody.
No.
But I know I've had friends who did not have a whole phase.
And then they got older.
Right now, trying to figure things out. Like, they have no idea how to maneuver this thing. They have no idea how to decipher feelings and, you know, hints that guys throw out there if they're interested or if they're not. Like, there's a whole unspoken language that you miss by not having a whole phase.
Agreed.
And so it makes it difficult for them. Like, for instance, do you think you would be married right now if you didn't have a whole phase? Or do you think your marriage would be as successful and as bonded as it is if you didn't have a whole phase?
I don't know. Okay, so it's hard. It's really hard for me to answer that question. Honestly. Well, because, I mean, I was with somebody from the age of 15 to 22.
Okay.
He passed. Mm-hmm. I whole phase for a while after that because I was just, like, hurting and I didn't want to be...
Was that, like, a grieving period?
And my cousin, who is my best friend, like, I love her to death, who, like, literally has no qualms or issues with anybody hoeing, mm-hmm. literally was like, you need to stop being a hoe. Because I was just, like, being reckless because I was feeling some kind of way. Like, okay. Right? Like, she was like, listen.
It was like a bitter, it sounds like it was a bittersweet thing for you in that, like.
Yeah, like, I'm glad I experienced it to an extent because, like, I needed to, like, right, explore something else because I had sex with one person from the age of, you know, 15 on until I was
22. Right.
If. Like, I don't know what would have happened if he didn't pass, like, right? Like, would be... I think about it now. So, I think about it now at the age of 37.
Mm-hmm.
36. I'm going to be 37. Do I think we necessarily would have been together now? I don't know. Probably not.
Really?
I think about it now, and I think about the person I am and how much I've changed, how much I've grown, how much life is different.
He was your security blanket.
Like, I mean, it wasn't even just that. Like, honestly, I can say, like, we definitely had a really special bond mm-hmm. that a lot of people don't have.
Right.
Like, we grew up together. Right. We knew each other before we started dating. We grew up together. Mm-hmm. We were in a relationship together for a really long time. I never had to experience what other women have experienced. And when I say that, I mean I've never had to experience... having someone leaving you and being with somebody else.
Gotcha.
I've never seen that, right? So I was with him, he passed, and then I did whatever because I was all over the place. Then I met Mark. We were off and on, mm-hmm. like, in the beginning, but then we were together. I've never had to experience watching someone I truly love be with somebody else.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yep. But I feel like...
I don't know how I would feel about that. I really don't. Like,
no,
would I stalk a bitch? Like, would I cut someone? I might.
You would.
Like, I probably would. Like, but I've never experienced... I've never had to experience that.
Let me tell you.
I honestly am like, does that make me fucked up?
No.
I experienced something completely different that most people don't have to experience. Like, I experienced... losing someone I really loved very young that I was with for a very long time. And that was difficult. Like, it was very bad. But then I'm like, what would I have done if he was with somebody
else? But you know, the thing is, one of the things about people who don't have whole phases are often developed, I won't say triggered, because I feel like
the word
has been used.
It's overly used.
Yeah.
I'm triggered.
Whole phases.
Hope
phases are usually initiated by some type of experience or hurt or pain. True. So, like, yours came from...
It's like filling a void in your... And, like, from sometimes for some people, they feel
it
differently.
It's almost like... But it's not necessarily filling the void. It's just like, this happened to me, and this happened to me, and now I feel like I need to live a little bit.
Yes.
Like, you know, it's not, because it's not filling anything. It's just giving me, like, this liberation, like, this freedom that I'm in control of this.
Yes.
I deal with you when I feel like it. I cut you off when I don't. If I want to bring somebody new in the picture, I can do that. And I am in control of all of it. And you want to know why? Because it's shunned upon if I was to promote this out to society. No, if exactly. I was to post on social media every time I have somebody new in my life, people are going to judge the fuck out of it.
They're talking about you.
But this, I'm in control of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing my whole patch, honey. This, you can't strip this. Why? Because I have no shame in it. There's nothing for me to, like, there's nothing for me to feel bad about. Because I need this right now.
No, I agree. I feel like,
I'm discovering levels of myself I didn't know that were there initially.
Were existed. No, I agree. I agree with you. I feel like every woman should have a whole phase.
Right, but it's more promoted for men.
Oh my God! If you're a man, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
You know what's funny about that is I always assumed that a whole phase would actually be more important for a woman than it would be for a man.
You assume, but socially, though, like in the world, the eyes of the like,
oh yeah, socially, no, like social norms.
Women who sleep around are like filthy. Who wants dirty.
A woman who's like, never had sex before?
You
know,
no, it's not even that. Trash. Like literally, if you a lot of dudes, they'll be like, "What's your number?" And not every woman can be like, oh, you know, 3, 2. If a woman says 50, dudes will be like, oh, that's gross. You're just nasty. But if a dude says 50, they're like, oh, you're the man. Shit, you conquered the world.
High five.
Why?
Sorting over our looks.
But what is the thing is like, what is the difference? Like, why is it so...
You know the answer to that question.
Inappropriate for a woman.
You know the answer to that question.
But as a man, you can bang whatever the fuck you want.
You know the answer to that question.
If I was a dude, I'd bang everything.
Yeah, that's why I did what I did. Because it was...
Oh, no, I would have been a wicked slut.
Dick slang it everywhere.
If Maria was a dude, we'd have been best friends. You probably would have been Eiffel Towering bitches.
Probably. I would have been a slut. I'd have been fucking everything. My brothers were sluts. Like, I would have probably, like, banged everything that moved.
My brother's so modest, I think.
No.
My brother's a hoes. But my thing is...
Oh, my brother's a hoes. Like, they're all hoes.
But the thing about my brother, he's so quiet about his life. Like, about that part of his life.
Like, private.
Yeah, he's very private about it. He's only ever brought home two girls.
Wow.
Well, like, I've home.
Well, I've only brought home a couple of women.
He's 7 years older than me, so he's 37. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so he's only ever brought home two. I don't know who he played around with and dealt with. But I think another thing he knew is that me and my mom are real strong-headed women. Mm-hmm. So
he's only gonna bring women around that he's really.
I completely understand that. The one time I brought home a woman, it was the first time I ever brought a woman home, mm-hmm. and I realized that like, this isn't something you do on a regular basis.
Nope.
Since then, I think I've maybe brought home only
just me. There's only me.
It could be only one.
That's right. Bitch.
Only women.
Calm
that,
down.
Get out of my maintenance hole. But, like, I made it a point to only bring home women that actually, like, meant something. Like, you know what I mean?
Nobody meant anything.
And that makes sense. Because, let me tell you, the first girl he brought home was his high school sweetheart. They went together all through high school, went to prom together, everything.
And you mean mugged the shit out of her, right?
I was real young at that time. And I wasn't really caring who he brought around as long as he wasn't getting on my nerves. Because he had real big brother shit going on. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, no, fuck you. Leave me alone. Like, that's...
Mind your business.
Right. Like, because my mother used to always send us together. Like, my brothers are, I'm going to play basketball. Take your sister to the park. Like, no, I want to go with them. Like, leave me alone. I want to go play with my friends, not his friends. So it was like a thing. And then his friends, because I had body for a little kid. Like, I developed boobs, butt, and I didn't know at the time. So I'm just like, I'm just a girl, like, just doing my thing.
Whatever,
yeah. I'm not thinking about men looking at me or boys looking at me. I'm innocent.
And you're like 7
my
years old.
My mom kept us in children's places.
Yeah.
And so his friends, like, now have become my big brothers. So it's like I always had this thing where it's like if I'm outside, I couldn't play like with my natural innocence of freedom because they're seeing something that I'm not seeing.
Yeah.
So I always look at it like, oh, stay away from me. Like, oh, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was when he brought his high school sweetheart home, I'm like, good, somebody to keep him out of my hair. I was lit, like, yes.
See, I was like an asshole.
Yes.
So I grew up with 5 boys. I was an asshole. Like, because they were players. Like, my brothers were all, like, fairly good-looking men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were, like, attractive men, like,
right.
In the eyes of, like,
oh,
whatever.
Man.
And they all were, like, fucking hoes. Like, hardcore hoes. And, like, there'd be, like, girls. Like, my brother brought a girl home one day, and I was like, you're not the first one. You know that, right? I was an asshole. I was, like, a little bitch. There was a bitch be here last week, bitch. Calm it down.
We're not
like
gonna
you.
Be friends, hoes.
He don't like you like that. And she'd be like, what?
Leave the house crying.
What? Like, my brother would be like, why do you have to fuck up my shit? I'm like, because these bitches are dumb. Like, dead serious. Like, it used to make me crazy. I'd be like, these girls are fucking... That's how I learned how to date, right? Like, I learned how to date dudes for my brothers. Like, I knew what to look for because they were such players that I'd be like, all right, so not that line, not that line. These bitches would fall for the stupidest shit. I'd be like 9. Like, 9-year-old Maria would be like, bitch, you dumb.
9-year-old Maria was really like 17-year-old.
9-year-old Maria is like, bitch, you dumb. You're a dumb asshole. Love you.
You had firsthand access to the playbook. Like,
dead serious. Like, I'm like, they're all so much older than me, too. Like, so, like, my older brothers, like, I was in a stroller when one of my brothers was, like, a teenager, and he used to bring me to the mall. And pretend like I was his kid. And women would fall for that
shit. You was hoe bait, honey.
Yes.
Hoe bait.
Like, dead serious. My brother,
son's now hoe bait.
My
brother takes him to the party.
Right? And women flock to that shit. It's
and it
sad.
Doesn't help that my son has, like, this whole flirtation
so
thing
though.
Going.
He's so cute. I know. Literally, he had me sprung. The minute I met him, I was like, your kid's so cute. I can't.
My mother picked him up from daycare on Wednesday. Wednesday. The teacher goes, Tasha's been kissing all the girls in the class. I'm like, my mother calls me, she's like, you gotta hear this. And I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, Tasha's been kissing all the girls in the classroom. And I'm like, oh, my son's a hoe already.
I can't
take it. Like, these are the things, and I'm telling. So my brother's like, that's what's up. Like, he's not running around kissing little boys in the class. That's besides the point. His dad has exact same response. Well, at least he's not kissing little boys in the class.
I can't.
His old Caribbean St. Vincent grandmother and aunties in New York saying the same thing. Well, at least he's not kissing the little boys in the class. Eh? You know, if he was back home in Ireland, and he's just gonna run around kiss all the little girls. Gonna be like, oh, go on time, go kiss up little Billy Ann, say hello. Like, what? I do not want my son at 1 running around kissing little girls.
But, like, even then, think about it, like, the stigma then. Like, he's 1 year old and everybody's like, oh, that's
and whatever. He's a whole hoe already.
That's natural. Good for him. At least he's kissing the girls. If it was the boys, we'd be concerned.
Now if I said, oh, couple man, give me a kiss. He giving me his cheek. Take his little self down. Let him have a whole out-of-body experience and come back like, listen, you kiss your mommy. You don't kiss your people, girl.
Yeah, exactly. But there is, like, a huge double standard, though, I feel like, between, like, men and women. Like,
oh, yeah.
And it's bullshit. Like, honestly... I don't think I've ever looked at a woman and ever judged her for sleeping around.
No.
Like, whatever.
I don't give a shit. I don't
judge
anybody.
I'm like,
long
yes,
as
you
girl.
Boo, wrap it up.
As long as
you're
safe.
As long as, like, you're being safe, you're being clean, you're being whatever, and you're not, like, spreading disease or having like multiple children that you can't afford, I'm good.
Right.
Do you, boo?
Whole lives matter.
No, they don't.
What? Says the man who watched the people cast sex
in the corner.
Shot his shot.
Oh, I don't think my, I didn't say my life mattered when I was doing it. Solicited.
Mark was a big asshole.
Ripped?
Oh, yeah. Oh, before he met me?
I wasn't a big, okay.
Yeah, you were. You were a slut.
My numbers. He was a whore. My numbers went up dramatically in like 3 years. There was a good 3 year period where I was just, okay. So I fucked a zero.
Huh?
I fucked a zero.
Okay.
And ever since then, I was like, you know what? I was fucking around. I was like, okay, I'm going to fuck and I'm going to continue to fuck, but I'm going to have standards.
Okay.
So, but if someone threw it at me.
So you started out without standards.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I had my chances were shit.
Lord Jesus.
And I'm not saying she was a zero because of her personality Jesus or because of her looks. All I'm saying is she was a zero. I'm just going to leave it at that. Also, speaking of, I got someone else. This is someone we mutually all know. Hold on. I'm going to get back to it, but I have to share this. Someone we mutually know said to someone watching sex, they go, yep, not paid, drunk night, leaving the club in the parking lot.
I know who that is.
Who? No. No. No.
She went through the whole line. She's mouthing the whole line over there. I know it was her.
She should have got him.
She was next in line.
She should have got on the first try.
I need to stop.
You guys, Javi before her?
No, but the thing is, I need to start with her on everything. I underestimate how experienced this one is.
Would you let somebody watch that? Would you let somebody? Kim is one of my favorite people in the fucking world, man. She is free. You know one of the reasons I get along with all y'all? Y'all are free. Like, you know what I mean? I don't have to act like somebody I'm not. Like, you know what I mean? I can just pretty much be myself. Yeah, listen. Like, y'all don't give a flying fuck and it's awesome.
Nope. Yeah. Not in a little bit. Let me tell you. So after having my son, I became self-conscious about a lot of things.
Why? What changed?
I don't know, like, pregnancy emotions and having a kid fucked up everything that I had going on mentally.
Okay.
It put me in this space where, ultimately, I had lost myself.
Okay.
And I still don't feel like I'm 100% back to where I was. Like, I had told Mark, like, I haven't had sex in 2 years. Since my son was conceived.
Stop it.
My son was conceived around end of February, early March, I found out I was pregnant.
You're kid's father, you're not involved with. No. Okay. That's personal, we don't have to talk about it.
No, it's fine. I'm open to that. It's okay to me. This is gonna be the segment everybody's waiting for.
Like, I don't mean it. Like, I just, no. I don't know your personal story. I've never asked you, and it's none of my business.
Oh, that's no, why. It's fine. So like, when I met my son's father, it was like, there's an event. It's like a whole ski, it's supposed to be a ski fest weekend.
Ski fest? Like, yeah, black people do that shit?
No, girl, that's what we just
like. Black people don't ski.
Listen.
Amanda went to one of those. She was telling me, like,
I'm like, what? That's some white people's shit. I'm
like, because she was saying she went to like a Ahsoka ski fest, and I'm like, you ski? She goes, no, just go for the party. I'm like, all right, whatever, no, man.
Let me tell you.
You stay warm.
I was just real confused.
You stay warm, you get drunk.
Out of the thousands of people that go, the number of people that ski are in the very low double digits. Okay?
Okay. I'm like, because I won't ski. Fuck that shit. And I'm halfway, so.
I turned it up by Sonny Bono.
You get there right? Friday. You get there Friday evening-ish.
Where's the pajama? Like New Hampshire?
No, and the Poconos.
Oh.
Where are the Poconos?
In Pennsylvania. Oh.
And all the events take place in this hotel, the Woodlands. So you get there Friday night, you check into your room, you go.
Do whatever.
Settle, get dressed for the pajama party. Friday night's the pajama party. Saturday during the day, there are multiple events going on. There's the pool party, and then there's like a club inside the hotel, so they have a day party there. So you have two options.
Do we do this every year?
Yes.
Are we doing this next year?
It's up to
you. Are we doing this?
Pass.
So.
You can go.
Marcus, I need a new husband. Come on.
You can go.
Okay. So, what is it?
I'm going to go by myself.
Saturday during the day.
Yeah,
Saturday during the day, you have the option of the pool party or the day party. And then...
Wait. Pool party?
Yep.
Yes.
In the winter?
Yeah, it's inside. Yep,
it's inside, the indoor pool. And so you have the option of the pool party or the day party during the day. At night is the all-white party.
Like, all-white as in white people or as in white clothes?
All-white clothes. So at night is the all-white party. And then Sunday is the breakfast / send-off party.
Okay.
So, I don't know who the fuck is skiing in between them, but if you found the time and if it's your thing, go for it.
Black people don't
that is sound, no, that is
sound, I cannot see a black person coming down the slope.
You should see the black people drowning in the pool there in the pool bar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Way down by the makeup and the weaves. It's like we like that's the main reason to go to the pool party is to see who's gonna drown that year. Like
stop it.
I'm so serious.
Time out. Time out. Stop.
I need to
stop.
Go.
No, I need you to stop talking.
Girls get
I need
so
you to...
mad that somebody rescued them. I'll be like
Time out. Start. I need to make sure that I hear this clear as day. Could you please repeat that?
Which part? We go to the pool party, the students are drowning and shit.
Stupid idiot!
Let me tell you, Alfred has been dubbed the pool party savior in my little world.
He saves the people?
Yes. It's him and there's this other older woman. They'll be on the deep end. Some girl, she whining on the side of the pool. She boop, drops in.
Oh, man. Not again.
They're the first ones to go to the aid.
I can't stop
And I'm just
it.
Like.
I need to go to this. I want to be invited.
It's
going.
So exciting. You know what I mean?
We're going.
Yeah,
I'll go.
I'm down to go.
What year?
I joke.
Every year.
But
I'm
when?
Down to go.
What month?
Probably like February, March.
Okay, we're going. I need to be a part of this. I need to see.
All
it.
I'm gonna do is people watch and drink.
No, exactly. I need
That's
to
usually
see
what
this.
We do. And then in between times, like in between the parties, it's like the hallways. Like people bring their huge
I'm
speakers and set them up in the hallways.
Speakers. Okay.
They bring their huge speakers and.
So like
up in the hallway, so like they're partying in the hallways.
Oh, so
okay,
it's like a
so
blocked off section.
Wait, stop
no,
it.
No, they just
are the white
hotels.
People like having a nervous breakdown right now.
There are none.
What do you mean?
There's no white people. What?
There's probably like a scattered few that I don't know, and it's just like, whoop.
Shut the fuck up. I'm like, wait, I'm like thinking about this. I'm like, what's happening with the white folks right now? Like, Karen's not calling management right now?
The promoter has sectioned off rooms.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Karen's not calling the front desk being like, those black people aren't in the hallway.
And
so
like,
if I walk out, so if I walk out of my box and scratching my ass, no one's even going to look twice.
They don't care.
Yeah,
I
want to
be.
We're doing this.
I
want
to be part of
it. I have to go in the hallway and tell my friends, like, it's time to go to bed.
You ain't gonna work. Trust me, I'm old as fuck.
Like
I get two days of partying in. Like Saturday night, I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. Maria gonna be like, but I'm gonna party. I'm like, that's fine. You're with Amanda, Kim, and Alfred. They'll keep you safe. I'm going to bed.
We stop that because usually we'll.
No, he'll go to bed without me. Is the point? Like I'll stay up,
and that's fine. We usually do it in shifts as long as you're paired up with like one other person.
Yeah, no,
that's
it's like
I
a rotation, and usually our rooms are like in the same hall.
No, dead serious. I want to be involved in this.
So my thing is, it's funny about like leaving her alone. It's like if it's somebody like I don't trust, fuck no, I'll stay there and be miserable and tired. We went to Vegas, but her friend Pat was there. I'm like, cool, I can leave you with Pat. That's fine. If Pat wasn't
That's
there.
That's my best friend.
And if Pat wasn't there, I'd be sitting there miserable the whole fucking night. Cause
he like went to bed, he's like, I'm going to bed. I was like, okay, cool. Like Pat.
Because
like,
I was ready to kill her friend.
Pat is like literally my best friend in the entire world. He's a boy. He's a dude.
He's a man.
He's a man. He just got married. I married him and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It was.
I'm ordained.
Really?
And I married him and his wife.
So she can marry people now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So,
hold on. If you want to know how much it is, you got to go through old man, her manager, old man Wade.
I'm not about that life, so you ain't got to worry about me.
But my thing is like, most, like, because I have a male best friend or whatever, like, most people are, like, weird about that, but, like,
I'm good. Shit. He's one of my closest friends.
My best friend was my first.
Oh, really?
Oh,
like,
yeah, we didn't
become
best friends until after.
Wow.
Let me tell you, he had a whole girlfriend that wanted to take me out because she didn't understand, like,
the concept.
Yeah.
So me and my best friend have never been like that, but, like, we literally have been best friends forever. And when I met Mark, that was, like, literally the first thing I said to him. I was like, hey, so just so you know, like, my best friend's a dude. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable or whatever. But I'm going to tell you right now, that's my best friend. And if you can't accept that, we can't be together.
You'll go before he goes.
Yeah, no, it really was.
We had that conversation, Valessa.
Yeah, I was like, literally, this is my best friend in the entire world. If you're not okay with me being friends with a dude, then we can't date each other.
That's the thing for me. Like, why can't people accept their partner being friends with people of the opposite sex? I would never expect the person. I would think it's strange as fuck to have my partner not have a female friend. It's just like, you need to have some other perspective except for mine.
Yeah, I think there's a reason for that. I think a lot of it is people projecting their feelings
on others.
You know what I mean? I think that's exactly what it is.
Like,
I need you to have some other outside females, like outside of your family, outside of all of that.
I agree.
Because people automatically assume that if you're friends with somebody from the opposite sex, there has to be some kind of sexual attention.
No, and that's a
dumb and reason. I don't believe that. I honestly have never believed that. And like I said, like, he's been my best friend for, like, ever and a day. Like, I met...
Probably, like, 15 years.
Well, I met Pat when I was 22, so, it's been 15 years.
And, like...
Like, we literally have been through, like, some shit together.
When I first broke up with her, when her fiancé died, Pat was the first person she, like, made friends with, so...
Yeah, after my fiance died, Pat was the first person that I made friends with outside of, like, me and my fiance's, like, friend group. So, like, when I met him, it was, like, a pivotal, like, moment in my life. Right. Like, I needed somebody outside of my norm to take me away from it, I guess, like, realistically.
Start a new chapter in your life.
Like, yeah, like, and... That's literally what happened, is that, like, I met him, and I met other people, I met other friends, most women that dated him had a problem with the fact that we were friends.
Even when me and her were dating.
I was with Mark, and, like, women were, like, I had one of the girls that he dated, literally... looked at me and he got out of the car to go get, like, money out of the ATM or something. And she was in the car. And she turned around and she was like, just so you know, like, he's my boyfriend. And I'm not okay with the fact that blah, 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 blah. She gave me, like, a whole speech and I looked at her and I said, listen to me very carefully. I'm 10 times more important than you. I understand that you think you're important, but you're not. But you can say whatever you want to him. I'm going to be friends with him, whether you like me or not. Literally, a week later, she was gone. Because, like, it was like she was fucking crazy. That bitch was crazy. Like, she was crazy. But, like, I never wanted to date him. Like, we never had that type of relationship. Like, we were always, like, platonic. Like, we were always friends. I never had sex with him. I never, like, had any intimate feelings for him like that. Like, it wasn't like that. And even, like, when I started dating Mark, me and Mark got into a fight one night, and he was like, I like Mark. You need to work it out.
Yeah,
like, really? And I was like, you're my friend, not his friend. And he was like, no, you guys need to sort it out. Mark's a good person. Like, he's good for you. Like, I think it's going
to
work.
This goes back to the conversation we started to cut you off, Don. My apologies. But this goes back to the conversation we had about having, like, yes men.
Yeah.
People who are going to be like, you know, like, hey, you're fucking up. Like, my best friend was like, when we first met Maria and he heard about it, he was like, his exact words to me were, four words, don't fuck this up. All he kept saying, don't fuck this up, don't fuck this up. We argued on Valentine's Day. She went to go see Pat, I went to go see Lavelle. And both of them were saying the same thing, like, you're both acting stupid.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, Lavelle was like, you're wrong for this, and she's wrong for that. And now y'all are both arguing stupid things. It's not that serious. We saw each other that night, and we were lying.
Yeah, you need people like that in your life. True. Yeah. No, it's true. Like,
that's the thing. You need other perspectives outside of your own.
Oh, definitely.
And that's an important thing. I don't feel like a relationship can survive without that. Because if the only female experience you're getting is her, and the only male experience you're getting is him, that shit's never going to work.
No.
At all.
It's not.
And the other thing about...
You need somebody looking at it from hindsight, like...
But I also think it's something like it's something Amanda has been talking about for years, and I agree with her. She always talks about community. I also think that a big part of, like, friendships, marriages, and relationships is, like, the idea of community, where, like, my friends know Maria. They have her number. Like, if they need something, they can call her.
Right.
Maria's friends are the same way with me. If they need something, I can call them.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, one of the pivotal moments in me and Maria's relationship was calling her friend to, like, and I was like, I need help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that helped forward our relationship. I think the fact that I can put all of my friends in the same room together is a testament to the people and the group that you keep, the company you keep, you know what I mean?
I am so big on that. If there is, if I have to pick and choose what I tell you and what I tell you, I can't have your room. I can't tell all my friends the same thing, you got to go.
Okay. I had this conversation recently, with someone else talking about how I pick and choose who is in my life now. Like, right when I was younger, I'd be more open. I'd let people do certain things,
right,
or, like, act certain ways. But now that I'm, like, older, like, I'm 37. 36. 37 in August. I am very particular about who is allowed in my circle.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine. You deserve that right to make that decision. Because you're not at the same place in life, and those people are going to change based on where you're at. And if they're not growing with you, then unfortunately they're going to get left behind, or they're going to be cut out. And the only person that's going to feel some type of way about it is them.
Yeah.
Those are the only people that's going to feel some type of way about it. I cannot say right now I have one friend that's transitioning in life that I'm not happy for.
Yeah.
And oh my God, can I speak on that for a second? This really befuddles me, and it kind of pisses me off, where you can't look at someone who's doing well in their life and be happy for them. I'll use Amanda as an example with PandaCare. Like, it started off as something smaller. She only had a couple of kids. But as time's gone on, as the months and weeks that have gone on, it's gotten bigger. She's doing better. She's getting more kids. And I hear her talk about it, and I listen, and I, like, see the passion of what she's doing. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
It actually feeds my motivation. It makes me want to do better.
Exactly.
When I see my friend,
and then she still finds the time to say, "What do you need? How can I help you?" It's crazy. And I'd be like, "No, bitch, go take a nap."
Yeah.
Like, you need to sleep. When do you sleep?
Yeah. Like, this. And it's funny, the people you meet when you are open. There's someone I met. This she coined this phrase. It's like podcast play cousins. It's me, my homeboy Brandon, my homegirl Charmaine. We have homegirl Stephanie. Like, we've been like, and like, they're like my play cousins. And Charmaine coined this phrase, and like, they knew each other longer than they knew me. Mm-hmm. But when I came into the fold, they accepted me immediately. Yeah. And it felt really fucking good. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and like, I'm super happy for people where I watch them get noticed by certain medias, when I watch them get better guests, when I watch them like grow as podcasters or writers or whatever,
right,
that makes me happy. But it also, and this may sound selfish, it feeds me. It makes me want to be better as something else. And I watch, like, when you met Brandon, like, the fact that, like, when I'm watching him talk about the stuff he's doing, I see the passion. It makes me happy. Talking to Charmaine, even if it's just via social media, it makes me happy. Watching homegirl Stephanie, Sunny told that, her fucking Twitter name cracks me up. But like, watching her like get these random events where she's like speaking or going to, it makes me happy, because it's like they're doing something they love, and like, it gives me something to aspire to. But even if I don't aspire to that, like, watching them have their passion projects and then doing it well, like, how could you not be happy for somebody like that? Like, it's crazy. I would, I probably would be, but I don't actually hang around people like that, man. I can't, man.
I feel like we've been very selective, like, in the last, like.
And that's what people get it messed up. Like, you're supposed to be selective like that.
Yeah.
Not everybody is supposed to have access to you.
Yeah.
True.
Like,
and I always say this.
Don't be the energy whore. Don't be that person that somebody could come feed off to you when they need it and then disappear when they don't, but then they could come back. And you know, some people take that and they miss her like, oh, that's just my fair weather friend. I don't need that shit.
I don't like, yeah, exactly.
I don't need it. That's 100% true. I don't like it. And yeah. it only works for them.
True.
And the other thing I gotta say is like, and I mentioned this on a podcast a million times, and I'll mention it a million more. We talk about people who are supportive. This show would have been over if not for Javi.
True.
Javi came in and was like, he saw the energy that I was putting into this and the passion I had into this, and he gave me the same passion in return. Mm-hmm. Like, he set up a website so I'd have an outlet to write and an outlet to promote my the stuff that I want to do.
Right.
He comes on there and like, we have these, like, he's not yes man, but we have these discussions and disagreements. And
but that's like the thing that people tune in for, because it's like it keeps the content growing and yeah. going.
Well, all five people who listen.
What did I tell you about that? There's more than five people, because you can't see the number of people who screen record and who say, oh, hey, listen to this. Or, you know,
but
a lot of things that you don't see behind the scenes.
But all jokes aside, though, like, it's like Javi has been like instrumental and stuff like this. And like, and I always talk, I always big up my best friend Lavelle, and I always big up my wife. The people who really support you, and it's like when they're doing good, it makes you feel good, yeah. and when I'm doing good, it makes them feel good. You know what I mean? I think that's really lost on people, man. Like, you don't have. If I was having the shittiest day of my life, and I look up and I see my best friend did something well, or my wife like is doing, it's like my feelings don't matter. They matter. But my feelings take a back seat to watching someone else be happy.
And I can't. It's a different perspective for you.
Yes.
Like, how can I turn this around?
Yeah.
But going back to, like, the 76, that was a side my story. So, when I found out I was pregnant, I was just like, it took me out of this space.
I completely forgot that's what we were talking about.
Wine and stuff will do that to you.
That good old voodoo ranger.
Yeah.
It took me out of the space of wanting to, like, have sex. Because I had always viewed myself as the fine-ass auntie who wasn't having kids, who was just living
like,
life.
So, like, wait, you didn't want kids? Or you did? You didn't?
No.
So, like, your son was, like, an unexpected, like...
He was a very unexpected surprise.
Okay.
So, it was different for me. Like, when I met his dad, I was like, okay, I met you during a weekend of party, and, like, I figured, like, you would be like my getaway. Like, you lived in another state. I seen you when I wanted to see you. That was it. And it was like, I felt set up. Like, when I found out I was pregnant, it was a big ass shock to me. But when I told him, it was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, okay. what you mean, okay? So you knew and you didn't tell me?
So he was fine with it, and you didn't expect him to be as fine as he was with it.
I was expecting the same shock factor that I had.
Can I ask you, do you guys have a relationship now or no?
No.
Okay.
That time when my son was conceived was the very last time. Because in my head, I had already had it, like, because it was like, I had started seeing things that I was like, this is not going to work for me. So I was like, oh, this is going to be the last time that I was just part ways.
So and you're like, last bang.
Right. And then when I found out I was pregnant, like, I hadn't spoke to him in weeks.
Wow.
Okay. Like, because I was just already done. So I was just, like, pulling myself away. And I was like, you know, if I don't reach out to
How does that work? No, I don't mean it, like, I just mean, like, because you had already disconnected yourself, right? Prior to finding out that you were pregnant.
Right.
And then you were like, oh, shit, I'm pregnant.
Right.
I gotta tell this dude.
Right. And it was all through a text. So I was like, yo, I'm pregnant. Look, I took a pregnancy test on my lunch break. Because I was like, you know, my period should be coming. And I'm like, what happened? And I was like, let me just go
check real quick.
Right, right. So I go to CVS. I get the pregnancy test. I'm also on my lunch break. I go back to work, take the test. And I was like, what? Like, I was just through. Open the other pregnancy test, because I bought like the double pack, and I was like, let me
recheck this. This isn't right.
Let me make sure.
Time out.
What?
There are double pack pregnancy
tests? Yes.
You get them for a discount, bitch.
Couple yes,
two how much a dollars? Two for one and a half.
And when you factor in the CVS bucks,
you might as well. Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, you take both of them just to be safe.
Don't judge my life.
So I'm not saying. I would do the same shit. What?
I'm not judging your life. Shit. I'm just judging the fact that like they make.
There is no judgment here.
Two in the back.
They make Costco-sized pregnancy tests.
Oh, no, you can get, like, 5 packs if you want to. Like, shit, bitch, you can go to BJ's and be like, I'm going to get the 10-pack.
Value it up.
I'm going to get the 10-pack pregnancy test.
But you know what that is from? That's because IVF is such a big thing now.
No, it really is. Like, and because women are waiting now to have children. Like, so I work on a postpartum floor now, and I noticed that, like, how many older, not... I mean, older in retrospect to when we were younger, when people having children in their 20s, most women now are waiting until, like, the late 30s.
They got careers.
Like, my age. They like, 37, they're, like, having babies. Like,
I've worked in postpartum. They're, like, they have shit they gotta do.
I work in postpartum. Most women are in their 30s having babies. It's not, like, 20s anymore.
What was considered high
risk? When you see 20s, oh, no, it's considered geriatric. It's a geriatric.
I wish the fuck they would.
Bitch, I just want you to know that if you are over the age of 30, 30 and above, they consider your pregnancy a geriatric.
So do I get all the
geriatric pregnancy?
I can't.
Yes. I can't. But it's literally becoming the new norm and trend, right? Like, every person that I see in there is like, generally, like, working on a postpartum floor, like, it's like in their 30s. And I was like, I'm like, wow. I'm kind of, like, shocked by it because I'm going to be 37 in August. I couldn't imagine pushing out a baby right now. Like, I'm not even trying to talk shit. Like, I give credit. Listen, mother.
I'm one and done.
Honey. Mothers out there, I give all the credit in the world.
They already told me at the time. I'm like, here for it.
You are a saint.
Good news, everyone.
You are a saint. You are a god. You have done all the things. I am impressed by your will and your power. I don't want those things. I am impressed.
Let me tell you, it's rough as fuck.
It is. It is hard being so somebody's rough. Mother. It's very hard. It's
rough. Like, when I was pregnant, I had gestational diabetes. I couldn't even,
my pregnancy. See?
How do you enjoy a pregnancy? You know what? Never mind. Uh-huh. How do you enjoy
their pregnancies. It happens.
Like, when you're able to eat without restrictions and eat, like, weird foods at that, like pickles and ice cream and shit, like...
it makes you happy. When you're like, I'm gonna eat this chocolate bar, it doesn't matter because I'm pregnant.
And then right after, I want to get some french fries from there.
Like, can you give me a hot dog?
And I want full clusters of crab legs.
And could you not give me a double whopper? I'd appreciate that.
Everybody waiting on you hand and foot. Exactly. It's like.
How about new?
y'all are bugging. Pregnancy sounds fucking miserable.
It depends on the person.
No, that just sounds miserable, period. You have a full person jumping on your fucking bladder.
But the thing is, that's not until the very end.
I'm sorry. You just have a person kicking you. You have to eat more than you normally would. You can't drink. You can't smoke. You can't do anything. That shit sounds super trash.
I've never had children. I refer to being with child as being possessed. Right? Like, literally, you're possessed. You cannot eat the things that you want. Seriously. Like,
and you know what? And then.
What? You like pizza? Mom, I don't like pizza. Fuck you, bitch. I'm not eating pizza. Pizza's out, bitch. I don't care if you like pizza. I don't like pizza.
Oh, what? You don't like eggs? I love eggs.
Mom,
I'm not furnished with you! That's exactly what it is. That's what you think you're... It's like, you get home.
Mom, you want to sleep? Fuck you, I'm awake, bitch! I'm
going to play this drop one more time. You finally come home after a long day's work. You fed your baby everything you didn't like, but the baby loved. Everything was good. Everything was great. You lay down. You put the TV on, and all of a sudden your baby's like, I'm not furnished with you!
It's so true, though. It's possession. Pregnancy is fucking possession. I give you all the credit in the world.
Let
it's
me
possession.
Tell you, I didn't have like that, like carrying Taj. It wasn't bad at all. The only part that really got me was gestational diabetes, but that's only because it's generational. That's just a generational curse. So it wasn't that I was eating the wrong things, like
doing
honestly,
the wrong things.
Yeah. It just happened because
genetics,
it runs in my family. Because
genetics shit. Yeah.
Right. Once I had him, it went away immediately.
Okay.
And the thing with my pregnancy.
So wait, you're not pushing out any other babies?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. No, you're done?
I'm done. I wanted that.
Really?
I always wanted one boy. I had my one boy. So
and that's it. Yeah. You're like, okay.
My little
You don't envision any other babies
I have
popping out
your
vagina. Out of your
Because if somebody fuck around and give me a daughter, that's just, I'm out. Like, put me in the
Yes, I'm sure,
now.
Bitch.
So you don't want a daughter ever?
No.
Okay.
I told my mother I would have killed me a long time ago.
Stop
I would have took me clean
Stop
out.
Stop it.
Like,
all
and
right.
I'm like, Stephanie, you got a daughter? Girl, my daughter. Like.
All right. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. Before this shit gets any fucking darker. What the absolute fuck?
I am Groot.
It wasn't getting dark.
You threatened to kill a baby.
Myself.
Even I'm not. Okay.
Hypothetically, if I was my mother, I would have taken me out probably around the age 11. Like,
hold on. Here we go.
Girl.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out. No thanks,
girls
don't mind me. I'ma just grab my
girls and me.
I didn't imagine raising me.
Oh, girls are awful.
I was definitely my mother's tenfold. My mother's
tenfold.
Like they have this thing that they say your child. If you were a problem child, then your child will be your tenfold.
It's like Jamie with Nevaeh.
I was definitely my
was
mother's
bad,
She's awful.
I gave my mother the ultimate run for her money because that's my grandmother used to tell me all these things about how my mother used to skip school and do this. There's actually this really funny story. My mother and one of my aunts, my mother, that they used to go down and this because my mother loved them when in Street Progress.
Pause.
All right, give me a second.
No, if you're not paused, that's fine.
I'm not paused now.
Oh, play it. No, play it then.
I'm not, I didn't touch anything. You're good.
Okay. Edit point.
My mother.
I don't know.
I don't give a fuck enough.
My mother and my aunt used to go down in the South End and beat up the hoes on Tree Marsh Day.
The hoes.
The hoes. If you want to sell your body for somebody, sell it for yourself. And just be beating up the hoes.
So me
not
and my
like
cousin used to drive to Chinatown when we were teenagers so we could see the hookers.
I can't be so good.
No, I'm legit serious. Me and my cousin used to make trips to the city so we could go see the hookers in Chinatown. Dead serious.
I've never seen the ones
I'm the horrible one.
I've seen the ones on Bull Hill Island, baby.
I'm
there's some rough looking hoes.
You know, and I'm the petty and rough one here.
You're petty as fuck.
Y'all are beating
I was a teenager.
Y'all are beating up hoes. Hold up, I don't get that.
Y'all,
where's my mother's tenfold? Apparently, she was a piece of shit when she was a kid.
Somebody did it.
Your another mother wasn't bad when she was a kid.
Yeah, she was.
Really?
My mother, apparently, according to my mother, my grandmother, and my uncle, my mother was not a nice person.
Really?
Yeah.
No, not when she was a child. That was as an adult.
No, when she was like a teenager.
Really?
Yeah.
She was an asshole then, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's just a Lynch thing. We're all just assholes.
Maybe.
So I'll tell your grandmother. She'll tell you who the tenfold was, but I know for sure I was my mom.
Really? You were an asshole?
Maybe my mother was my grandmother's
tenfold. I
can't
imagine you being an asshole, though.
Mother has calmed me down a lot.
I can see it.
I was just talking to Carmen, and I was telling her about today.
PR Carmen or...
PR Carmen. I was telling her about how, because my mom was following me back from me picking up our car, and this lady was trying to cut her off, but there wasn't enough space between my car and my mom's car for her to get in. And so she tried to, like, jam her car in, and I'm like, I'm watching this whole thing in my rearview mirror, and my mom just not let her in because she's following me. So the lady, like, stops and rolls down her window and is saying something.
I'll fight
and
that
my
bitch.
Mother rolls down her window.
I get out
so
the car.
I threw my car in park, and I'm
right?
Like,
I got out! Fuck you! Amen! I'm with you! And I'm like, bitch! That's my mother.
I threw my car in park. I was like, is there a problem?
Yeah.
I'll fight you, bitch. bitch.
The girl didn't even see me coming to Carmen's like, I need you to stop popping out on.
I love it.
It's crazy.
I have bad road rage.
Hold on.
I gotta go.
I have the worst road rage. I will stab someone.
Well, let me tell you the backstory. We had went to D.C. one time for when I was pregnant, we went to D.C. for Carmen's birthday. We did a road trip, and we were looking for this restaurant. And so I had pulled over to let the cars behind me pass while we looked. And this lady was just beeping for no reason. I was like, mind you, I'm pregnant. And so I'm like, what the fuck is she beeping for? I pulled over. She pulls up beside me and she's going back and forth. I roll down my window. I said, bitch, do you want to get out?
I will fight you.
Carmen, Amanda, Shanice.
Stop it.
Yanni, everybody's like, Stephanie, you're pregnant. I don't give a fuck.
I will fight you. Bitch, you want to fight me? I will fight you. I'm 9 months pregnant. I'll fight you, bitch.
That's legit how I was like 7, 8 months. I was like, bitch, you want to fight?
Stephanie, the next time you come over to do this podcast, I am literally just going to hit record and play video games the whole time. I'm just gonna let the two of y'all talk.
I love it so much.
But I love you. Oh no, I'm good with it. I'm perfectly good with it. Y'all can talk.
Literally, this is all great content. I have road rage like that all the time. Like, I'm gonna fight somebody right now.
Maria, let me tell you. Hold on. So Maria's bad. Like, her road rage is bad.
I have really bad road rage. But, like,
she's road rage in the car.
I'll fight somebody.
She's not gonna
get out. I will legit get out of the car now.
Don't let her fool you. Not one time has she even attempted to get out the car.
Let me tell
you a story one time when I was leaving McFadden's. Maria picked me up when I was bouncing at this bar.
Are you paused?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I should probably end it. It's getting close.
But you don't have to end it.
We're an hour and a half in.
Oh, damn. That went fast.
So,
that escalated quickly.
We're sitting there, whatever, and, like, I'm in the car, and this fucking Cadillac Escalade was just doing this, like, stupid shit. Almost pumping into a car. And I'm, like, and I'm sitting there, and I'm a couple of beers in, because after we're done with work, we usually drink a little bit. And he's, like purposely doing that douchey thing where you kind of swerve, like, oh, I'm going to hit you. Some fucking European-looking douchebag or whatever. So, we're at the light, and I look over at him, and he smiles and jokes and flips me off, and I go, nope. I lean back, pulled the fuck, unlocked the thing, and opened the door. Maria's grabbing the seatbelt, and he's like, oh shit, and like sped off around the corner, because I wasn't going to open his door, I was going to punch him through the fucking window. I was going to kill this motherfucker.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I may have anger issues.
I know I do. They were telling me, they were like, you know, you calmed down since you had Taj, but Stephanie, we need to stop popping out of cars. First fuck of all, she ain't gonna talk to my mom in any kind of way.
I'm about to text Amanda right now. Because Stephanie's telling me a story about her almost getting into a fight on a trip with you.
She's probably gonna say which one.
Oh man, that's been the Old Man Wade Show. This was fucking great. I want to thank my lovely life. The Valkyrie for doing this with me. She's fucking amazing. Stephanie, give everyone your math, please. While you're eating wine-infused fruit.
It tastes good. Find me on Instagram @venomouslyme or on Facebook, Stephanie Renee.
It's simple enough. All right, everybody, you can find us. Well, if you found us, you found me. Don't forget to visit oldmanwade.com. For more articles, you can also visit my homeboy, my best friend, blackrabbit.com, BLAQUERABBIT, for more podcasts and stuff like this. And also don't forget to listen to the podcast that I put on via the breaks, and then there will also be more. So until then.
Damn it, Wade!